All right, hey guys. How's it going? How's it going? I am actually, let me see here. I'm gonna go live on Instagram, which I don't know if I've ever gone live. I have gone live on Instagram like once, or twice. I don't know. I can't remember. But I thought I'd try it. Say, hey guys, what's going on? Get in here. Welcome. Hello. Welcome. Get in here. Come on, guys. Okay. I want to address some stuff. I've just been praying about it, and this is going to be kind of more of a God talk, for those people out there that are like, I don't want to do that. But that's, what I'm about at the end of the day. It's all about Jesus and, our souls, right? And so I wanted to address this because on Thursday, Biden is going to be addressing the nation and talking about unity and the soul of the nation, the soul of our nation. And really quick, I'm just so you guys know, Instagram, I'm live on Facebook and YouTube. So if I'm looking this way, that's why I'm doing that. And Facebook, if you're, if I'm like this, I'm looking at Instagram. I've never done this before. I would like to get all of them in one location, but I haven't found a streaming service that does that. So if you are a streaming service that does that, see, let me know. So, but Biden is going to be talking about the soul of the nation. And this like really rubs me the wrong way, just being a Christian and a follower of Christ. Let's just start like in just simple terms, okay? You are a spirit. You're a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. Your soul is going to be eternal, as is your spirit. And in like simple terms, because I don't want to get too like theological, and I know I'm going to have theologians hit me up here, but your soul is like the emotional side to your spirit man. Okay. So you hear a song and it hits you a certain way, or your feeling. I mean, your feelings, like people upset you or irritate you, like that's hitting your soul side, right? Which is connected to your spirit. And when you give your life to Christ, your soul then becomes connected to Christ for all of eternity, right? And you live for him. And so we're going to have Biden here talking about the soul of the nation. And it's all about unifying and unity, and we need to come together and just kumbaya kind of a thing. After, but let's remember, on Monday, he said that people that supported Trump, MAGA supporters, Make America Great Again supporters, were pretty much semi-fascists. So it's like you're a small Hitler, right? Like you're a mini Hitler. You're not like full-blown Hitler, but you're like a little Hitler. So that's not unifying at all. And I want to talk specifically about what is a make America great again. Like, what is that, right? I'm a Trump supporter, and make America great again to me is basically believing that America is a great nation, and we've had our flaws, we've had our ups and downs, we're not perfect, but we're striving to become all that God has called us to be as a nation, right? We believe in family, right? We believe in God first. We believe in if America is strong, the rest of the world is strong, right? We believe in the Constitution, right? We believe that it was inspired by God, and our founding fathers, when they wrote that, I mean, they're brilliant men. Brilliant men put that together to protect the individual, right? So when the majority comes at you and the majority is saying, you got to do this, you got to do that, and we're going to overrule you, democracy is majority rule, we're going to overrule you. The individual has a say. The individual is protected underneath the Constitution, and that individual has a say. So you don't have to go along with the majority. You have your own rights, right? We believe in the ability to protect yourself, right? The ability to defend yourself. As a woman, I have the right to defend myself using any means possible. And the government cannot tell me, hey, you can only protect yourself this way, or you can only protect yourself by calling the police this way. And, God help you if, they don't get there in time. You have the right to bear arms. You have the right to protect yourself. We believe in just energy independence, right? Not relying on other countries to achieve the American dream, right? We are set apart. We can be independent. We have our own, like, drilling for oil, and at the same time caring about our environment. I don't know why. Like, you can love this earth. I love earth. I thank God for this planet. He gave it over to mankind and told Adam to take care of it. And I do believe in taking care of this planet. I don't know, like, it's like, oh, Republicans and conservatives just want, you know, to live in, like, just, you know, have to wear a gas mask to go outside because they just don't care about the environment. That's just a complete falsehood. It's not true. Do I believe that if we regulate businesses and small companies to a place of saving the planet? No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. But that's what Make America Great is, right? That those are our core beliefs. And Biden pretty much said, if you believe in those things, you're a semi-fascist. Like, if you believe in those things, you're a small Hitler. And I have to believe that most people believe in those things. Most people believe that America is a great nation, with all its flaws and problems and all the stuff of the past, that we're striving for greatness, right? Like, I believe most people believe that. We don't have people getting on ships from Cuba coming to America because America is a horrible place, right? No one's fleeing America, okay? Unless you're Ozzy Osbourne, okay? But Biden basically said that if you believe in those things, you're a small Hitler. And he's going on to say that we're battling for the soul of the nation, right? And I do believe he's right on that. I do believe we are in a battle for the soul of our nation. And there is a clear separation between people that support Biden and what he's about and people that support what I just described. There is a clear separation. We are seeing a complete attack on children right now. We are seeing, I can't say it on Facebook or YouTube, but we're seeing parents and doctors and hospitals doing horrific things to children that might be confused. That's playing God. It is the God versus the godless right now, right? It is life versus death. It is believing that a baby in the womb was created by God, and God knew that baby before he formed it, is what his word says, right? In Jeremiah 1:5, that God knew that baby and he breathed life into it, and life is valuable and it's precious and it's to be valued. And those that believe that life can be snuffed out because it's an inconvenience. We're seeing a huge divide there, right? We're seeing a divide between controlling and liberty. What you inject into your body, right? The government controls that. We see people that advocate for that. We see people advocate that the individual does not have any rights. You do what the state says, and the state will dictate what you can and cannot do. And then we see the side that says, no, the state has no power over me. I'm an individual, and as long as I'm not harming anyone, I'm entitled to live my life in freedom and liberty. And we're seeing control versus the freedom, basically, and liberty. And I mean, the Bible clearly says where the freedom of the Lord is, there's liberty. So if you don't see liberty, God is not in that. So we're seeing a divide there. We're seeing, like, and I mentioned earlier, majority rule versus the individual and being able to be protected under the Constitution. We're seeing people that hate that. They hate that. They hate it so much. There is a complete battle for the soul of our nation taking place right now. And it's real. And what Biden is saying that he is battling for is not of God. It is not of God. Like I said, death is not of God. It's not of God. God is, the Bible says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? But God comes to give life and life abundantly, right? So if you're seeing death, if you're seeing destruction, it's not of God, okay? And Like basically what he's laying out, what he, his party stands for is opposite of everything that is of God, that is of Christianity, that is of, what I pretty much believe in. And so to unify with what he says he wants America to look like, or to unify with what he, his party and those people that support him advocate for, is not of God. It's just not of God. It, I mean, if you believe in the Bible, if you believe in his word, if you study his word. And I've gotten to a place though, when I was on the phone with my mom just a few minutes ago, I've gotten to the place though where I feel like I am talking to people and they cannot hear me. I am trying to get people to see it and they can't see it. I'm trying to, you know, like, hey, wake up. Like I'm like screaming at the top of my lungs and no one's looking up. Like, I know that's like for a line in a movie, but there comes a point where I think hearts get hardened, where they can't see it anymore. And at this point, I mean, I'm going to keep doing what I do because I do believe in like waking up that, you know, those people that have the fertile soil, as like when you study the Proverbs of, you know, the sower, you know, seed landing on hard soil where your heart is hardened and you cannot reach those people. You cannot reach, you cannot get them to see it. And then there's people that where it falls on like a softer soil where they're like, oh, I kind of see it. And that's where God can start to work. But for those of you out there that you're like, you're hitting your head and you're like, oh my gosh, just see it. Take a deep breath, because I do feel like it's not to say like you're wasting your time, but I do believe that hearts have become hardened. And the only way that you could get someone to see something with a hardened heart is just through spirit. It's just praying. It's just, I mean, it's just time spent alone with God praying for that individual and their soul, right? Because we're entering a time, and I did a post on Facebook, and I don't know if I shared it. I might have shared it on Instagram, but it was just about like, I feel like I'm living in like the twilight zone. I don't recognize this country. I don't recognize like what people are advocating for. I don't recognize the just all of the junk being just put onto children, especially. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is this? And I do believe like as it gets darker, God will shine brighter. But it's getting closer to seeing God. And I was in Joel today, and I've read Joel like several times, and it's like, yeah, okay, Joel, it's great. But I like it hit me in a way where I like started just bawling. Like I just started bawling my eyes out. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so real. And I don't want to get all emotional now, but it's basically in Joel 2, it talks about the great and terrible day of the Lord. And like you hear that and you're like, what? Okay, what? Okay, what is that? And I think like as a Christian growing up in church, and you know, Jesus is always like the lion and the lamb, and you know, he's the shepherd with his flock, and he's your friend, you know, he's everything you need. And, you know, kind of like your buddy, your best friend, the one you talk to when you're feeling down, you know, he's everything to you. And that's always kind of been like the light he's portrayed in. But when you read Joel 2, and when you read Revelations, I think it's Revelations 2. Where was I today? Oh, Revelations 1. Yeah, Revelations 1. He's terrifying. Like, absolutely terrifying, okay? Let's just read how Jesus is described in Revelations. And it's like, okay, not your best friend buddy. Okay, let's just read this. I'm in Revelations 1. And John is hearing Jesus saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches, which are Asia. He lays out the seven churches. Okay. And then John, like, he's writing this and he turns to see who's talking to him. He's like, who's talking to me? And, being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like the sun, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, girt about the paps with a girdle, a golden girdle. So he's wearing gold. And his head and his hair were white like wool and white as snow. And his eyes were like flames of fire. Okay, so I mean, just if you just take a moment and, okay, the shepherd, Jesus, that you all, you know, you have, Catholic Church is big into like pictures of Jesus. This is not that Jesus described here. Like this is, eyes are fire, okay? Hair is white as wool, okay? Okay, and his voice was the sound of waters. Oh, and his feet like unto fine brass burned in the furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. So, I mean, that's like what? Okay, so you've got Jesus, white wool hair, gold garment, feet. What does it say? Oh, I lost it. I just left it. Feet, and then his and eyes like fire, and out of his mouth is a sword. Okay, swords divide, right? So all these people are like, unify, just unify with us. That's not what Jesus did. And Jesus specifically talked about how he did not come to unify. He came to divide. Okay, he said mothers will turn against sons, fathers against, like he breaks it down in Matthew. I don't have it exactly in my head, but he specifically talks about division and how he comes to divide, not to unite. So this lying spirit of unity, it's not of God. So when you hear battling for the soul of the nation, we all need to unify, that's contrary to God. It's contrary to everything that the word of God says. Okay, you don't unify with that crap. You don't. Where was it? And his, I want to get that right. And his feet like brass. Okay. So this is a terrifying picture of Jesus, right? And that's the one that's coming. That's the one that's getting, he's at the right hand of God right now. And he's saying, now, is it now? God's like, not yet. Do I go now? Not yet. But at some point, God is going to say enough, 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 because he's a righteous God. And in order for him to be righteous, there has to be judgment. In order for him to be righteous, there has to be justice. And there is a day that is coming where his righteousness will come. Okay. And that's when you're going to see the Jesus talked about in Revelations with the sword coming out of his mouth and flames like, and eyes like fire. And then I got into, then I'm like, wow, this is intense, right? And then I got into Joel 2. And basically it talks about the army of the Lord. And this army is unstoppable. It's unstoppable. It describes them almost as humans. But then when you go into Dakes, he talks about how it's more, they're angelic beings, basically. And the, And they come in basically and they just trample everything. I mean, they take out everything in the great and terrible day. Like it's actually terrifying to read. It's a lot of it here. It's almost all of Joel 2. And nothing can withstand it. Like nothing can stand in their way. And that is basically just justice. Right. Like justice, like eventually, like in order for justice to take place, bad things are snuffed out. Right. Like, you know, if a terrible murderer comes in and kills, you know, a young daughter of someone and, you know, finally they were waiting for their day in court and they're waiting for, you know, the judge to declare what's going to happen to this terrible person. And the judge says death penalty. Death penalty. And those parents then at that moment have gotten justice. And death penalty is, I mean, that's a terrible thing. But in order for that to be, that is justice. Do you see what I'm saying? And all of this to say, basically, and I don't want to ramble that long because I know people tune out. All of this to say that as you look around the world, right, and it looks like, what? Like, right is wrong. Wrong is right. People are talking about kumbaya, soul of the nation, unity. And it's like that just doesn't settle right with your soul. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't. Because what he advocates for is the opposite of what Jesus advocates for, right? Jesus is life, liberty. The individual. Jesus left the 99 to go get the one, right? He's about the individual. The God versus the godless, right? Playing God. We see a lot of these people on the left playing God. And it's becoming so clear. And for those that it's not clear, their heart is hard, right? It's gotten hard. And the only way to reach them is through serious prayer, man. But that's what I wanted to leave you with. I think it's important to address this because you're going to hear a lot about battling for the soul of the nation over the next coming days. And hopefully this kind of gives you some insight because your soul is eternal and Jesus is coming and the day of the Lord is coming. And I don't want to be like, oh, I don't know how long it's, I don't know how long we're at, right? I don't know if it's, tomorrow or 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, but I do know that God is coming and there is a battle for your soul, right? And to know God is to know truth and to know where he stands on a lot of these issues that are dividing our nation. And I believe that God is making it more and more clear where there is good and where there is evil. And that's kind of what I wanted to leave you guys with. I hope this didn't throw you off with the two different screens. Yeah, I would be weird if someone's watching both of them at the same time. But hello, Instagram. Hello, Facebook and YouTube. Hope you guys are doing well. But I just wanted to say that to you. Leave you with that. And, just pray for this country. Pray for this country. Because people ask me, where are we at? I don't know where we're at. But I feel like there's a lot of wasted energy sometimes with a lot of this stuff. And it's like, that's when you just got to get alone with God and be like, what do you want me to do today? What does today look like for you? Because I think it's a day to day right now with what's going on in our world, in our country, all of it. It is a day to day. But seek God first, right? And have peace in him, know him. Because that gives you clarity, right? That's what makes you see it. It's funny, I talked to my husband and it's like a lot of this stuff that we just went through and a lot of the stuff that's coming out, I saw it. I saw it a couple years ago. And it's not because it's because there wasn't a peace in my spirit. I was like, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with what all this junk that's happening. These shutdowns, these, mandates, this forced junk, it's not settling in my spirit, right? And that only comes with discernment. And you've got to have discernment in these times, guys. You got to know what God's up to. So spend time with him. And I'll leave you with that. And I don't know how to end the live on Instagram. So this is interesting. So I'll say goodbye to Facebook and then I'm going to try to end Instagram because I don't see an end button. There's an end button on over here. But anyways, all right, you guys, God bless you. Pray for the soul of our nation. All right. We'll talk later. Bye, guys. Okay.